Hello, everyone. Welcome to the January 17th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for January 17th to January 24th and beyond? An important and rather unusual configuration began last week and continues for the next couple of months. I'm talking about the conjunction of retrograde Jupiter and Rahu. Due to the simultaneously slow backwards movement of both of these significators, they're moving at about the same speed, this alignment is going to be creating an energy pattern that will maintain its effects for the next couple of months into March. Jupiter is the great benefic in Vedic astrology. In other words, it gives mostly good results. When Jupiter is retrograde, its significations may suffer somewhat, but the results are not necessarily malefic. Rahu, on the other hand, is classed as a general malefic in Vedic astrology because, as an eclipse point, it can obscure, distort, and confuse the energy of any planet it associates with. Thus, the normal Jupiter retrograde effects are altered, and in some cases will morph into something much worse. Some of the possible outcomes include the planet of truth and wisdom, combining with the significator of obsession and fanatics, gives us more energy for the true believers, however deluded they may be. Jupiter is the planet of wealth and prosperity. Rahu, as an eclipse point, obscures and causes confusion. Thus, confusion about prosperity, which is not good for markets, which have already been heading downward. Jupiter is the planet of judgment, therefore courts and laws. Rahu, as a signifier of distortion, transformation, confusion, and so on, guarantees that there will be some controversial judgments coming from the courts. We'll be talking more about what's going on here as events transpire in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, Venus changes signs on Monday, January 18th, leaving Scorpio and entering Sagittarius. The planet of agreement and compromise now must manifest through the venue of the sign of personal truth, independence, and self-righteous beliefs. It's not the best combination for Venus. Venus will be joining up with retrograde Mercury, which entered Sagittarius from the other end of the sign last week. Thus we have the planet of harmony and compromise, combining with the planet of reasons and explanations, which itself is behaving in a backwards manner, in a sign noted for attachment to previously held opinions. Not much leeway for negotiation here. Also this week, we have a full moon, which will be on Saturday, January 23rd, at 9 degrees Cancer. This is the culmination of the energy of the lunar month of Pusha, usually considered an auspicious month, but with the questionable combination of retrograde Jupiter and Rahu, and Mercury retrograde as well, we can't expect too much in the way of benefits. Okay, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week as usual on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.